Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Omed Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we started yesterday Simin Tof Resh Mem Ches, and we begin on the very top line of Kuf Tes Zayin Omed Aleph with the Ramah. We're dealing with the halachos of a kosher esrog, and the Ramah says Hagah. V'nagu l'hachshir, the custom is to permit an esrog that has hanikovim, has little punctures in it, shenasu bilin, that occurred to the esrog while it was still attached to the tree via various thorns that attached to it, idekotsim, that puncture it. Even though afapishiesh bohem chisarun, even though some of the esrog is missing, nevertheless these punctures aren't considered significant because, as it brings down from the Truma Sedeshin, shezeu derech gidilaso, this is the normal way an esrog grows. They will have little thorns that will come to it and the tract a little bit from it, puncture it, take off little pieces, but that's normal esrog growth, and that doesn't postulate it in any way. That's what the Truma Sedeshin says. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Yud, Rosh Shalomah, what the Ramah is telling us is, Shenira lefamim be'esrog, it appears sometimes in an esrog, shahari bonekev, that it looks like it has a puncture, ba'od mechubra, while it's still attached to the tree. El shenikram olav, or ubasor milamala, but because it was still growing and attached to the tree, it got covered up. It had like a scar or a filling in of the little puncture on the top. And bazei yesh lahatir, and that's perfectly acceptable. However, avolim anu roim shelo nikram, however, if we see that it hasn't had like a scar come over it, ela yesham nekev v'chisarim, but if it still has a puncture and it's missing something from the hole, so then afa pishinasai dekosim, even though then it was done via thorns, but derech gilasu, in the normal way of growth, that would be possible. And that's what the Ramah is going to say on the next line, mihu, which we're going to read in a moment, mihu amro v'chule, which we'll read in a moment. And when we read that, we'll understand that. But therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hamon am toy mekach." People don't know this entire discussion of the Ramah, and they think just the first part. Shesovim sheyesh kula shkinasa nekav yedekosim. They think that it's permissible if thorns naturally made this puncture, that it's okay no matter what. But as we'll see, it's only okay if it's filled in. But if it's not filled in, as the Ramah is now going to tell us, it is no good. And that's what the Ramah says. Miu im roa she'ein ha'or v'abosur kayim tochanekim. If it hasn't filled in and grown through the puncture, it's not like scarred over and filled in with normal esrog growth filled in that spot. So then pasul l'svar rishona. Then it is no good. Alpha pish ein fools, even though it doesn't go through and through. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Yud Aleph. V'miyesh sofik, because if you're not sure im abosur kayim, if it is filled in or not. So as leaving the kula, then you can go the kula because kivin shadei achrona svira law afilu bivada yesh litzaron kosher. Since there's an opinion that says even if there's something missing, it's definitely good, as long as kol she'enam a foolish, it doesn't go through and through. Vena chisaron b'chisar, and it's not a significant enough size like a coin the size of an isar. So since that opinion says it's good anyway, so shaper nismo chazeh b'sofik el kol apocho. So then you can rely upon that in a sofik situation. Furthermore, and even if it's a possibility, you're not sure, maybe the puncture went all the way into the middle of the esrog where the seeds are, even that suffix, you can say it's kosher still. Why? Unless it's perfectly clear to us that the puncture higia ad chadre hazera, until the seeds in the middle, so yesh lismo, then you can rely upon the lenient opinion, then you rely upon the opinion that says, even if it did reach the zera, eino nikra nekim afulish. That's not called a through and through puncture. Veino posel, and it's not posel, unless it goes through and through, or elim kin yesh bo chisarn, or if something is in fact missing. Now, the Ramah concludes, and he says, ubishas adchak, under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon this. Yesh lahakel kisvar achrona, like this lenient opinion, lahakshu chisarun, you can even kasher and say it's good, an esrog that has this chisaron, as long as it's sheino chisar, not the size of an isar, and it doesn't go through and through, a neck of mefulosh. And this, the Ramah says on his own, das atzmo. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Beis adds, ulavarachalav, and this is good even to make a bracha on. Now, there's your footnote number 25 brings down, the afimi bachutz hanekev pachos miki isar. What happens if on the outside it's small, less than an isar, but as you go inside it like triangulates, bifnim nechtat ad shisrachiv lichse, then it gets actually bigger as you go inside, so then the Bikur Yaakov says that's still good. Bishas adchak is acceptable, it's kosher. Sifkim ul mechavarai, it's mefulosh, when we say that it's puncture that goes through, yesh mefarshim kipshuto. Some understand it as the simple word, as the puncture goes through means. It goes through and through, from one side to the other side. However, that's only one opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Shal Zeh Mori Shem Mefulish. That's where the name Mefulish comes from. Kemo Mavi Hamefulish, a Mavi that goes through and through. It's not a three-sided Mavi, walled off at the back, but it goes through and through. It's only a two-sided Mavi. It goes one end to the other end. Now, that's the first opinion. And this, you can see, is brought down in the Be'er HaGolah Osei in the name of the Bahag, the Rif, and the Ravid. But then there's another opinion. And this opinion, you can see in the Be'er HaGolah, is the Rosh in the name of the Yerushalmi. And there's also the opinion of Rashi and the Ran. And the Yesh Mefarshim, this opinion, the Mechaber tells us, is Shekivan Shenikiv Ad Chadri Yezera. If the puncture reaches until the Zera, until the seed area in the middle, Shagarina Mesochu, where the seeds are inside of this area, that's also called Mefulish, Mikri Mefulish, a more Machmir opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kotin Yadalit. The reason why this is called Mefulish, Tamam, Shaklipa Ha'ova, the thick skin, Hamakefes is Chadri Yezera, that surrounds the inner Zera. Is separate entity from the Chadri Hazera. And therefore, when you puncture this area, it's considered a separate area. And that's called Mefulish. So, Nechsheves im Chadri Hazera ledover echad. Elo, he Nechsheves ledover vifneatzmo. This thin skin around the Zera is a separate entity. And therefore, when you puncture it, you're going through and through. So, Linyan Zera, in this regard. They explain that this is a Nekim Mefulish. And you can see a diagram of this in Dershu footnote number 26, if it wasn't clear. Dershu footnote number 26 also adds that a simon leida mi bachutz, heichen chadri hazera, how do you know where the chadri hazera are? You're punctuating, you have no idea. So he brings down from the Sefer, kashrus arba saminim, that al pi rov, for most disrogim, the point where it slants upward and the point where it slants downward, in between those two sloping areas, that's the meat, so to say, the middle part of the esrog, that's where the Chadre Zera are. And you can see this again in the diagram in the beginning of the Dershu footnote number 26. Again, that's why the Mishnah Berurah said, since it went through and through, this one half of the esrog, that's called Mefulish. Now, Dershu footnote number 27 brings down from the Chazon Ish, she tochin shel inyan nekev Mefulish, ein dai shetinokev haklipo hel yona, Ad Chadri Hazera. It's not enough that it goes until the Chadri Hazera. El Tzor Shiyanake V'gam HaKrum HaDak Otev Hazera. It has to go through all the way into the slight membrane, the thin membrane that surrounds the actual Zera, the seeds. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. He says, V'alkein Afapi Shechadri Hazera V'tzad HaSheni Shal Esrog Nisharu Shleimim. He says, even though the Chadri Hazera and the other side certainly are intact, the puncture didn't go through according to this more machmer opinion, I raise a puzzle. Nevertheless, it's still no good. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, Linyan halacha, yesh lahachmir kesvar achrona, that one should take the more strict second opinion that we just brought down into account and paskin like that. However, under extenuating circumstances, alva b'shas hadchak, shiyav shalim so esrog achad, there is no other esrog, yesh lismoch hasvar rishona, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion that has to go through and through to the other side, and umutal avarach esrog, you can even make a bracha on such an esrog. Or befrat, and especially heichish eno chaser klum, especially if nothing was actually missing. For example, kagon shenika vayidemacha, it was punctured with a thin needle, and it went through and through without removing anything. And why is this good? Bidyevet, the yesh b'zesvek sveka. It's a double sakri. Number one, shema alocha kayesh omer meniskar v'siv beiz, the gam b'mefulish daku kashiyesh chisaron. Because in addition to maybe we paskin like this, but you also can say, even if we don't paskin like this, you have a svek sveka, because maybe we paskin that if you don't have missing anything, so then even if it's mefulish, it's kosher. So this svek sveka makes it acceptable, certainly, and at least on a bidyevet basis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezvav Mefulish. So he says, "V'im nikva haklipo ha'aveh." If the thick peel was punctured, mitzad zeh, from one side to the other side, shelo kineged chadri zera, but not against the zera. You can see a diagram of this in footnote number 30, where he says that you have a nikev rak bepitim kizeh. So that's even higher up. But as long as it's not kineged the Chadri Hazera, so you're above the sloping top part of the esrog, like we just pointed out a moment ago. So in that situation, either on the top or on the bottom, it's already starting to slope. That is considered mefulish according to both the first and the second opinion, because you're not dealing with the Chadri Hazera. So therefore, in order for it to be called through and through, it has to go from one side to the other side, since there is no Chadri Hazera over this area. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Esro Shini Moach Kol Besoro, an esrog that has disintegrated or melted, so to say, all of the basar of the esrog bifnim, on the inside. Uklipaso HaChitzon HaKayemes, but the outside is normal. And the seed area is also okay. So even though a lot of the esrog is mushy on the inside, that is still considered kosher. That's the first opinion that he brings down over here. And this is a question that the Gemara says in the Baragola, Baya B'Gemara V'lo Nifshita, so Yibaya D'lo Mifshita, and they're not got a Rif Lakula, and therefore the Rif Paskind it Lakula. However, he brings down an opinion from the Tor in the name of Yesh Machmirim Lazet, and they say the Yesh Poslim, that this is no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin explains, the Yuchol Lahargish Dovazeh B'Mishmosh Hayad. How do you know that the Zera is still intact? Because even though it may be mushy in some places, in that area where the Zera is, it's not so mushy. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yudzayin says, according to those that say it's possible, V'yesh l'achmir dovazeh b'mokum she'afshar. As long as it's not under extenuating circumstances, you should take this more machmir opinion into account and not use such an esrog. Chaber Sivhei writes, Nistak kulo me'rosho l'sofo, if an esrog were to be cracked in its entirety, may the top to the bottom, me'rosho l'sofo. And you can see a diagram of this in the issue footnote number 33. Goes from the top to the bottom. And afilu ein chaser klum, even if nothing's actually missing, it's just cracked, possible, it's no good. Mishnah Berurah explains Simkon Yudches, midisosam l'mchaber, from the fact that l'mchaber doesn't qualify this, mashma desirle, the yesh l'hachmer afilu benistak mitzarecha, even if it's only a cut on one side, even if it's only a crack on one side. And the issue footnote number 33 adds over here, what's the reasoning behind the crack making the esrog no good? B'tam ha'psul. So he brings two reasons. So the first one is because it's a lack of hadar, and that's the basis of the levush. And then he brings out for the nishmas adam, who disagrees and says there is no posek that says that this is an example of something that's not hadar. And he brings out for the shulchan aruch harav and the aruch hashulchan and the darki emotion, the name of the ran, that the reason for the psul is because you need l'kicha tama. L'kachtem lochem means it has to be a complete esrog, and if it has a crack in it, it's not considered complete. The issue with number 34 brings down the Nikar Shah Sedek B'esrog, whom it chilas b'yaso. If this crack was the way it was from the original start when it was growing, then the Chaim Ubracha says then it's kosher. And this is also the opinion of Harav Yashiv Zatzal. So back to the Mechaber. He says if it's cracked from the top to the bottom, even though nothing is missing, it's possible. However, he says, Avol Nishar Bo Shir Lamala Ulamata, if a little bit is not cracked on the top or on the bottom. So there is some good, non-cracked esrog at both the top and at the bottom. Even if it's only a kosher, I feel kosher, then it's kosher. And he brings down the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yutes, Kimo, for example, Benistak HaGageres B'Behema. If the windpipe of an animal, when it's shechted, you see that it has a crack in it, so we learn, B'Yoradeya, Simen Lamedalet, I feel Nistak Mishtet Stadav, even if it's on both sides, Apnei Kolarko, along the entire length of the trachea, but the Nishtayim, we call it Sad, Mashu Lamalu, Mashu Lamata, as long as a little bit is left uncracked at the top of the Beis HaShechita, and towards the bottom of the Beis HaShechita, the area where you can go Shecht, so then it is kosher. So to over here, if the Esrog has a little bit at the top and a little bit at the bottom, so then it is good. Now, what's an example of Letzad Echad? So you can see a diagram of this in the issue footnote number 37, what Sad Echad means, and then Sad Sheni. As long as it's still a little bit left uncracked at the top and at the bottom, as you can see in this diagram, it is perfectly acceptable. The Chaber continues and says, V'yesh misha omer shedafka lemata. There is an opinion that says only if it's on the bottom it is uncracked. Avo b'chotmo, if it's on the top, afilu koshu posel. If there's any crack on the top part, then it is posel. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor, V'yesh machmirin livsol benistak rubo. There is an opinion that says that if the majority is cracked, then it's also no good. And in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chaf, he brings down from the Taz and Morgan Avraham, a Taz and Morgan Avraham, he sigo psak haramah. They disagree with this psak of the Ramah. Their opinion is, v'daitam, the lo nimtza mishi yachmer b'zeh berubo. Nobody's machmer if just the majority is cracked, that it's no good. Abel hagro b'beyuro, but the Vilna Gaon, hochiyak haramah, does agree with Ramah. The yesh machmerim berubo. The one should be machmer if even the majority is cracked, then it's considered significant, which means ha'inu afilu mitzarechad, even if it's only cracked on one side. The issue, footnote number 39, adds, and he says, af im harov, when we're talking about the majority is cracked, is not all connected. Ein over ritzifos b'mok mechad. So here's a little crack, there's a little crack, and it's not connected to each other, but it's a majority. So Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv Zatzal says Sheladeazu Mistavish Apostle. He says that this opinion would say that that's possible as well. It doesn't have to be one continuous crack. As long as the majority is cracked, even if it's in several different spots, but if the majority is cracked, then it is possible. The issue footnote number 40 brings down the Psak of the Chazon Ish that you shouldn't be machmir for the crack nistak beruvo. However, achein im nistak sedek ogul kimat beya, if it goes all the way around the esrog, then the Chazon Ish writes shitoche shenechshav l'chaser. That would be something that would be considered missing. Avol davka migia stak ad chadrei hazera. That's only if it would reach chadrei hazera. It reaches the crack into the area where the seeds are. Finally, the Ramah conclusion, he says, V'chol shalu nizdak rov klipaso ha'ave lo mikri nizdak. When we're talking about cracked, it has to be that the crack goes through the majority of the thick outer peel of the esrog. Otherwise, it's not considered nizdak. That's not considered a significant crack. Mishabur explains, Sivkot and Chafalif, the omko, we're dealing over here with the depth of it. Vayinu meirosh ha'esrog l'sofo. That, according to the opinion, says it has to be from the top to the bottom. It has to be also deep. Oladas Hagob, or according to the opinion they brought down, Rubo, so then it has to be deep, the split, the amount that shear of Rubo, the majority. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chaf Beis, the thick part of the peel, the Lunistak called Kliposo of the Vigil Chadrei Hazera, if it reaches all the way into the Chadrei Hazera, and you can see an example of this in Dishu footnote number 41, where it goes all the way, you can see the one that's split open, all the way into the middle. So in this situation, Afilu, the makom echad posel, then even if it's in one place, it would be posel because it reaches all the way into the chadrei hazera. Because this would be the heavy bichlal nekev mefulish. This is what we call a full through and through type of a puncture. Finally, sivkot and chof gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not considered a crack if it's not along the full thickness. Afilu b'chadbo, this would be even at the top. Gam kin davka kishinistak shom rov kli posel, even at the top, where we said even a little bit is possibly, it has to be rov klipos, it has to go through most of the peel. The lav hachi ein b'chlal nistak klal, because if not, it's not considered nistak. Albeit, in the issue of footnote number 42, he brings down a more machmer opinion. He says, according to the Yesh Misha Omer, the Chazon Ish writes, shebechotmo, at the chotem part of the esrog, ein shir li'oma kastak, then it doesn't have to go in deep. Bechol chisaron bechotmo, any lack on the chotem part of the esrog is going to make it possible, even a mashu. With this, we conclude today's share.